This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has praised the January 6th committee presentation a day after its first public hearing. Members of the committee pinned the blame on former President Donald Trump for instigating what they said was an unprecedented attempt at a coup on January 6th, 2021. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
It was like hearing the truth.
At a news conference at the Summit of the Americas, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praised Thursday night's first public hearing of the Select Committee investigating the January 6th insurrection.
This committee is bipartisan. It's independent. It does its work.
Pelosi compared the assault on the Capitol to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Putin's attitude must be stopped. But we have a fight in our own country about assaults on democracy.
The House panel will resume hearings next week, with Monday's hearing focusing on Donald Trump's efforts to spread false information that the 2020 election had been stolen. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States on Friday promised to do more to manage migration as the Summit of the Americas wound down. The Summit of the Americas approached its end with words of praise from the top diplomat of neighboring Mexico, whose leader boycotted the week-long event in protest over President Joe Biden's invitation list. Mexico's foreign secretary said he saw some results of the summit, which are very positive. He pointed to Biden's calls for economic cooperation and a regional approach on migration. Officials said the countries were expected to agree to reinforce systems to process claims for asylum on their soil and also to share costs with nations that have been on the front lines of taking in migrants. From Washington, this is VOA News. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging the European Union strongly to put his country on track to membership. In a video address on Friday to the Copenhagen Democracy Summit, Zelensky said the EU should act quickly to offer Ukraine the status of a candidate to join the 27-nation bloc. He said that the gray zone Ukraine has been left in has encouraged Russian aggression. He urged the EU to show that its words are about the Russian, the Ukrainian people being part of the European family aren't hollow. Zelensky said there are still some political skeptics who doubt whether Ukraine should be allowed to join the European Union. Ukrainian and international officials are warning of a possible cholera outbreak in the Russian-occupied city of Mariupol. Britain's Defense Intelligence Agency posted on social media Friday that Russia is having trouble supplying basic services to the territories it's occupying in Ukraine, including sanitation, safe drinking water, and medical supplies. They said there have been isolated cases of cholera already reported in the city. Hundreds of people continue to flee intense fighting in eastern Ukraine as Russian and Ukrainian forces battle for control of key cities and villages in the Luhansk and Donetsk regions. Dozens of Ukrainians have left the city of Pokrovsk on Friday on a special evacuation train headed for Dnipro and other cities further west. Starting this weekend, international air travels to the United States will no longer have to take a COVID-19 test within a day of boarding their flights. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
It's one of the last remaining government mandates aimed at stopping the coronavirus's spread, and as of Sunday morning, it will expire. A Biden administration official says the CDC has determined it's no longer necessary, though the mandate could be reinstated if a troubling new variant emerges. Airline and tourism groups had been pushing to eliminate it, saying it discouraged people from booking international travel. The U.S. Travel Association says lifting the mandate is another huge step toward the return of international travel to the U.S., which another trade group says is about 24% below 2019 levels. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And U.S. consumer prices accelerated in May as gasoline prices hit a record high and the cost of food soared. It led to the largest annual increase in nearly 40 and a half years. And recapping our top story, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praised the January 6th committee a day after its first public hearing. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.